Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Today we are at the Lake Anita Dutch Oven Cooking Contest, and we have three young folks here to tell us about Dutch Oven Cooking. So I want to go around and get your names.
Hallie.
I'm Celia.
And I'm Claire.
And their last names are Brocker. Claire, what are your parents' names?
My parents' names are Pam and Kirk Brocker.
And you had to drive a little ways to get here, right?
Yeah, we're all the way from Ankeny.
So why did you decide to do this, to come and be in this contest? Because I think you're the only youth entrance, actually.
We are?
I think so.
Wow. Yeah. Well, our parents did it last year, and they said they were going to add one just for us because we were a good welcoming committee, as my mom put it.
Yeah, I've been told that none of you are afraid to talk. Would that be right, Claire?
Oh, no.
That's great. So let's start at the beginning. What are you making?
We're making, it's called A Whale of a Thyme. That's because we have put thyme in it. It's we made chicken, then we have potatoes and purple onions, and then we're putting peaches with brown sugar and cinnamon.
Yeah, it all sounds very good. How many times have you made this?
We've made it twice.
And it must have turned out pretty good the first time.
Yeah, the first time we learned we needed to cook it some more, but the second time was good, so we're sticking with what we did the second time.
So this is really the third time today.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, third time's a charm. I'm sure it's going to turn out well. How far ahead? Now, you're cooking with coals, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and in Dutch oven cooking, you can do coals or you can do wood or somewhere. You have to have some heat. How do you decide? I mean, where do you get a recipe? How do you decide what it is that you're going to put in your Dutch oven?
Well, last year my parents got their recipe from a magazine, but this year my parents were trying to come up with something for us to do, and my dad said, oh, let's do grilled Colorado peaches. So we thought, oh, we love chicken with it, and we love potatoes. So I guess it sort of went from there.
Yeah, that sounds like a good way. So it sounds like to me you can sort of experiment. You don't necessarily have to have a specific recipe to start with.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad, he used to like to make this on the grill, and we'd have it for supper, so we just kind of got it from there.
Uh-huh. So tell us a bit about the Dutch oven, because not all of us own Dutch ovens. How would you describe a Dutch oven?
Well, it's kind of smallish.
You have to have a lid or cover, right?
Yeah, you do. And kind of round. You could put the coals underneath it and on top of it, and we kind of did a bit of both. Uh-huh. Just be careful not to let the ashes fall in the food.
Well, I think that sort of says oven. You know, when we put things in the oven, there's heat both on the top and the bottom all around, so you're sort of doing that same thing here, but in this heavy-duty pan. Do you have, Claire, any idea how much the pan weighs?
Maybe 30 pounds. It's pretty heavy.
Yeah, pretty heavy. And that's really important when you build that fire both on top and on bottom. I want to talk just a little bit about each of you. What grade are you in?
Seventh grade.
Okay. Do you have a favorite thing to do in school?
I really like my science class.
Okay. And you're all right in the same grade.
Yeah, we are.
Because we should say, some people don't know, you're triplets, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And but that doesn't mean you all think alike and act alike, for sure. So what is your favorite?
Lunch.
good answer. And what about outside activities, in addition to the school subjects? Do you have some other activities you participate in?
Yes, we do. I think we're all pretty sporty. Right now, Hallie's running cross country, and me and Celia are playing volleyball. In the spring, we hope to do track, but we're also big dancers, and we love to do show choir.
Oh, now dancers. Tell me a little more about dancing.
Well, in the winter, we're doing the Nutcracker show at Hoyt Sherman, and then in the spring, we're going to do Snow White at the Civic Center.
Okay, that's something to look forward to. How long have you been dancing?
Ever since we were 4 years old.
Okay. So you have a little time in there, and I'm thinking you probably, since you enjoy it, you're probably going to keep on doing that. Now, are any of you soccer players?
No, but during PE, me and my friends like to play soccer, but we don't really pay any attention to where we're kicking it.
No, we just try and kick the ball towards the goal. We're doing it, or some person on our team. We just go, here, yay, I kicked it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of us don't understand soccer. I know you guys at least understand it because you have friends that play and so on. Anybody doing any kind of music other than dancing?
Oh, yeah, we all play the violin, and I am starting to play the flute. Claire is playing the French horn, and Celia is playing the saxophone.
Okay, so we got sports, we got music, lots of things you guys are interested in. Now, earlier you mentioned that your dad did a lot of things on the grill. Is that something that, you know, as a family, you like to do things on the grill in addition to the Dutch oven?
Well, mostly just my dad does it, except sometimes he takes us out and shows us how to do it.
Okay. Oh, and it's time to look at their food here. We gotta let them do their work here, and they've pulled the lid off of their peaches, and they look absolutely yummy, filled with yummy stuff. Now, we should mention that one of the things that happens is that people are here to taste things and are voting for their favorites by, I think, putting a dollar in the bucket. And the purpose of all this is raising money for the to improve Lake Anita Park. So if you missed out on this, well, you want to think about it for next year, because there are so many different things to taste here. Soup, bread, all kinds of desserts, pork chops, rice, it goes on and on. You can do almost anything in the Dutch oven. And the folks that are participating, there are 27 entries, I believe, so you can betcha that there's a whole lot of different things going on. So, again, you might, since you didn't miss or you didn't get in on this year, you may want to come back and think about next year, because it is certainly a unique opportunity. Now, I want to visit just a minute with Grandma over here. And I've been visiting with your granddaughters, the cooks. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. What a lovely day.
It's a perfect day for everything. Yes. We're all enjoying it, I believe.
And, of course, you've been involved with the Anita State Park for since its beginning, maybe?
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Both of us, uh-huh. Yes.
So it's wonderful to see all the folks out here.
This activity. Were you here last year?
No, I wasn't.
Well, there were not nearly as many people that drifted in to look around as they did today.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of neat if you haven't been to Lake Anita just recently. There are several sections. I noticed how many people are out on the lake.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing to me. All the
Well, it's a beautiful day to be out in the lake. Yes. We spend a lot of time on the lake in late afternoon and early evening fishing for crappie.
Okay. Now, mentioning that, I understand one of the cooks are doing a kind of crappie.
A paella by Lake Anita crappie.
All right. So, again, we mentioned pork chops. I'm sure there's something beef. I know there's chili, but you can do fish in the Dutch oven. Almost anything in the Dutch oven.
I think so. Yeah. I really believe you can.
Well, we want to thank you very much, Ruth Brocker, for visiting with us. Oh, sure. And, of course, encouraging your grandchildren to come and enter.
Yes. Yeah. I surely am glad they did.
Yes.
You know, they'll be happy, too. I think they're enjoying all the attention, you know. It's special.
Yes, it is. And what a... It's a great family activity, mom and dad sort of passed on their knowledge, a great family activity, and both for the tasters as well as the cooks.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, again, next year, I'm sure this is going to continue next year. We've got to have people think about...
I can't imagine that it would not after this great turnout.
That's right. So, and if you miss this today, again, like I say, put it on your calendar for next year about this same time. And in the meantime, come on over to Lake Anita and enjoy all the other kinds of things going on. Just come and drive around, if nothing else.
That's a good thing to do, too.
It's lovely. And or bring your bike. That's another thing. That's got a nice bike trail. So come on over and enjoy Lake Anita. Now, the young women that we visited with are busy dishing up for tasting, so I can't say thank you to them personally, but maybe you can pass that on to them.
I will do that.
Okay, until next time, just think about all of the great things that can happen outdoors and especially at Lake Anita State Park.